Welcome to Stateside. I'm Cynthia Canty.
Listen, my people, my condor, my eagle. No human being should ever be illegal.
Today, more than 1,000 people are marching through the streets of downtown Grand Rapids in support of immigrants and protesting deportations. Immigrants play a crucial role in the Grand Rapids economy, so says our next guest. Andy Johnston is the VP of Government and Corporate Affairs for the Grand Rapids Chamber of Commerce. Andy, I know the chamber isn't taking a position on today's march specifically, but what is the chamber's position on immigration reform more broadly?
Well, we know that immigrants play a critically important role in our community and the economy. Immigrants strengthen the quality of the talent pipeline, contribute to the local tax base, and create new businesses. And at the Chamber, we're advocates for long-term immigration reform, particularly DACA. So, you know, that's one of the key things that is bringing together these protests. And, you know, we have alignment with them on that because, frankly, the announcement last year to end DACA has created just a great deal of uncertainty in our community.
What do you think these marchers are saying and to whom as they gather today?
Well, I think, you know, number one, they're saying that immigrants have this integral role in the fabric of our society, our economy, and our community. And I think they're asking for, you know, long-term immigration reform. You know, they're looking to demonstrate that through these actions today and, you know, and leading up to today.
Take us more deeply, if you will, and help us understand just what immigrants mean to businesses and to the economy in the Grand Rapids area?
Yeah, you know, looking at some of the impacts that immigrants have, you know, on our state, immigrants comprise 8.3% of the state's entrepreneurs, and immigrants are almost twice as likely to start a new business. In Michigan, immigrant-led households earned $20 billion in income and paid over $5.4 billion in taxes. And then when you think of, frankly, the history of our communities, immigration and immigrants have played foundational roles in creating the West Michigan that we know today.
How is the Grand Rapids Chamber of Commerce involved in supporting immigrants in your city?
Well, one of the things that we've been doing, particularly around, I mentioned, you know, the uncertainty around DACA. You know, what we heard, you know, from our, particularly our Hispanic-owned businesses is that it was creating just a great deal of uncertainty because individuals had enrolled in the program in good faith, became ingrained in the community, and the decision to reverse course is impacting all sorts of businesses across our region. So, you know, what we did is we went and took those voices from our member businesses directly to our elected officials, and we facilitated meetings with our congressional delegation because those stories are so impactful so that they can carry those back to Washington. And then through our regional and national organizations have continued to push for immigration reform that makes sense for our community.
I'm interested. You talked about the uncertainty regarding DACA. What has been the on-the-ground effect of all this DACA uncertainty on businesses?
You know, I've been in a number of meetings with legislators. I, frankly, haven't been as moved, I think, as I've ever been when some of our members met with Congressman Huizenga. We had a young woman, entrepreneur. You know, entrepreneurs risk everything, put it all on the line to start their businesses. And this was a DACA recipient that had started her business. And the uncertainty about ending DACA and saying that she has to go back to a country that she doesn't know, it moved us to tears, frankly, in the meeting. And it's those kind of stories that we continue to hear from our members that we're trying to, you know, convey to our elected officials.
Andy, have you heard any concerns from your members about how this one-day strike by immigrant workers might affect them economically? Is it much of a concern?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. You know, we've definitely heard from member businesses, particularly those that are, you know, receiving calls to close. That can be very difficult for small businesses and restaurants where there's particularly maybe small margins. You know, closing for a day, you know, can really have an impact. So there has been some concern from members. And so that's been something that we've been having to deal with.
The organizers say they want to support the bridge of justice and resistance. Is Grand Rapids Chamber of Commerce with them in that supporting that bridge of justice and resistance?
I don't know enough about the bridge of that bridge that they're referencing, but I think when it comes to being advocates for comprehensive immigration reform, I think we're allies.
Andy Johnston, VP of Government and Corporate Affairs for the Grand Rapids Chamber of Commerce, where today thousands of people are marching through the streets of downtown Grand Rapids to support immigrants. Andy, thanks for speaking with us on Stateside.
Thank you.